fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live.
Coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the
Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 21st day of July, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, if you want to volunteer like Deputy Hendricks, do the pledge, just send me an email. Be glad to have you. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today is to inventory and catalog your library. Books have a way of walking away and not coming back, in case you don't know, and fill in the blank spots. That would be a good thing. An extensive, detailed home library may very well mean the difference between life and death in the future when it comes to medical needs, agricultural needs, animal husbandry, self-defense, things of that nature. We have patiently waiting, because he's such a patient guy, we have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk Finney is the proprietor of Water Revolution. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating the Water Revolution countertop gravity feed water filter on your preparations can help you achieve the independence and the health that you need to achieve. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be illegal. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. Great audio.
All right, good.
Kirk, the insanity continues. I watched the fake President Biden give a speech at what used to be a coal-fired power plant, which now manufactures cable. They say specifically for the use of underground near these massive make-believe wind generators that are out in some parts of the country, unfortunately.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the narrative we hear, even on Fox News, is that human-caused climate change is real, that human beings are having an adverse effect on the climate of the planet. The science I'm aware of is that all human activity in one given year may cause 0.5% change in the climate, and even that is pretty iffy, where just one medium-sized volcano can do more than that in 24 hours, can't it?
Well, from what we've seen in the past, you know, from what we understand about history, that's absolutely true. You know, all of these things go back to, you know, people's original philosophy, you know, what they believe about the creation of the earth, what they believe about what God teaches us in the Bible, whether they believe that or not, you know, whether they're open to the winds of science that change and shift, you know, as we've seen. So it's an interesting concept, you know, to talk about that, because I think that, you know, the idea that man can affect, you know, the climate more than we're doing currently. I mean, right now, obviously, they're spraying, seeding, doing things they've done for decades, you know, into the atmosphere. So they think, I think, many of them designed to, you know, counteract the negative effects that the sun is having and the, you know, the supposed, you know, dismantling of the ozone layer and how this is going to, you know, I don't know all the facts. What I know is that the end result of what they're doing is harmful to us and the planet. There's no question. And more importantly, harmful to our food supply. And in the end run, will be harmful to everything, because, I mean, this is the way I think that they're ultimately going to affect, you know, damage to the, you know, to us individually, is through the food supply and through the contamination, you know, of the water supply. We've talked about this before. So I think that's what everybody really needs to watch out for. You know, the story, the narrative, you know, shifts and change. I mean, everything they do, everything they talk about is designed to result in more control and less freedom for us. I mean, every step, every move they make, you know, ends up with that as the result. And at some point you have to stand back and say, well, is all of this an accident, or are they operating according to some kind of agenda? And well, if they're operating to an agenda, what's the source of that agenda? Where does it come from? And I believe that it comes from, you know, the war that we've always been in, which is good versus evil.
Well, and that's true, but it's an oversimplification.
Sure.
The evil is international communism. And the concept that carbon dioxide is somehow harmful, somehow bad, is absolutely wrong. The more carbon dioxide we have, the greener and better the planet is. These schemes to force carbon dioxide underground and have people pay for it is just that. It's a scheme. It has no basis in science, no basis in what will help the planet when it actually will harm the planet. More carbon dioxide is more carbon dioxide. The more, the better, quite frankly. If we want to have a greener, healthier planet, the more carbon dioxide, the better. Moving on from there, we continue to see the cultural revolution ramped up. Here locally in my hometown, Steelville, Missouri, the Steelville Public Library was going to host a story time for youngsters, for children, to have mentally ill men who believe and would like to be women, dressed up as women, reading stories to the children. The response of the community was very quick and very strong, which included threats of violence. The event was canceled. Mm. At a recent meeting of the board of the library, the room was packed to overflowing with people supporting normalizing the mentally ill people who want to become the opposite sex, and supporting that this story time event move forward. I doubt that it will, because I doubt that the violent threats will go away. The people in my community don't want mentally ill men dressed up as women, wanting to be women, reading stories to small children to normalize mental illness. They don't. And thank goodness for the good people of this community that have stood up. I don't believe that the threats of violence were the right way to go, but they did happen, and they will happen again. At the board meeting, there were the chief of police and two officers were present to keep the peace. There was only one man who showed up, and no women, who were against the whole concept of mentally ill men dressed up like women reading stories to children, and he spoke his piece, and that was that. But these kinds of events are happening all over the country, where mentally ill men dressed up like women, typically scantily clad and provocative in their dress, are reading stories to children in public libraries all over the country, aren't they, Kirk?
Well, you know, it's part of the agenda. I mean, they want to divide and conquer and make people doubt, you know, their proper origin and their proper understanding. And I think this is just part of the program. I'm surprised they have enough people to go along with it, quite frankly. I mean, I grew up, you know, in an area of Long Island that was pretty diverse. And, you know, I was exposed working in New York City at a very young age, you know, to all kinds of different ethnicities and languages and people. And you really didn't see much of this at all anywhere in the city or anywhere, you know, where I was in Long Island, which is, you know, densely populated. And I'm just surprised that it's come as far as it has and that, you know, it's accepted by many people or ignored, I guess, you know, as much as it is. I mean, I think people have a right to do whatever they want to do in the closed door of their house. But when they start to take this outside and infect, you know, others with this behavior, I think it's bizarre. I've never understood it. I still don't understand it. You know, I don't associate with anybody, you know, that would lean in that direction. And I don't have much experience, you know. I mean, I certainly can understand people being confused, you know, based on what the media has been pushing for the last 40 years and what many of these teachers have been pushing. I can understand that. But, you know, people thinking that they can do whatever they want when they want is the height of sin. I mean, that's the definition of humanism. You know, we know what's right. We can do what we think is right, and to heck with whatever God has told us. And I think that's the source, you know, when you come back down. And that may be an oversimplification, but quite frankly, I think it's pretty simple. I mean, in my mind, it's pretty simple. I mean, either you kowtow to what God says is the law or you don't. And then there's different degrees and variations from that. And I think of much of what we accept today as science is a lie, is a half truth. You know, and I think much of the power of the Internet, you know, for its great resources and instant delivery of information, a lot of that is about preventing the truth. And I think it's time that we come back to the truth. I don't think we're ever going to find an easier solution than to look back to God and to His teaching. I mean, that's my personal feeling.
Well, I agree. That's the foundation of Western civilization, of Western civility, and Western beliefs, Western core values, which have stood the test of time. And that's what's being challenged. That's what's being fought against by the international communist conspiracy. It's ironic. Right. Communists are behind all the alternative mental illness things going on in our society. They're behind it. Once they take over, they make sure all those things go away. They don't allow them. Once they control a country, they don't allow mentally ill men dressed up as women to read stories to the children in Russia or China, either one. Simply not tolerated. So it's kind of ironic. They understand human nature better than most people.
And, I agree.
And they take advantage of it. So people need to be aware of this, of what's really behind these agendas and how to combat them. Going back to these mentally ill men reading stories to children dressed up as women, I'm considering drafting a letter to the board of directors of the library, asking them why they've chosen this one mental illness to support and elevate and take pride in, the mental illness of homosexuality. Why haven't they decided to support some other form of mental illness, like hypochondria, or
kleptomania?
Schizophrenia. Let's take pride in schizophrenia, another mental illness. How about depression? Let's take pride in depression and celebrate depression as something.
Do you think that at the root that the homosexuality and the trans agenda, do you think that is a mental illness? Or do you think it's just
what John Moore thinks is not relevant.
Right.
What the reference book for the healthcare professionals is what's relevant. Now, up until a few years ago, homosexuality was listed as a mental illness in the diagnostic manual. Well, they cut that page out. It didn't make it become normal. It didn't make it to no longer be a mental illness. They just cut the page out to be politically correct.
Right.
So what John Moore thinks and believes is not relevant. What's relevant is healthcare professionals have always considered homosexuality a mental illness.
Sure.
And I don't challenge it.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that definition. I just think that a lot of it is about defiance and about, you know, what we choose to allow to take hold and grow, you know, within our hearts. I think it comes back. And again, that may be an oversimplification, but I think it seems that a lot of this is about rebellion. And you know, I think that men, some of them have feminine traits. I mean, I grew up with, you know, with men. Some were more effeminate than others. Some were more masculine than others. But at the end of the day, I mean, you choose what to feed and you choose what's going to grow within you based on your exposure and your associations and all of these things. And I think for a lot of people, it's a choice. I mean, the science would have you believe it's a disease. There's something wrong. You know, genetically, there's something wrong biologically. And I don't know that that's the case. I mean, I don't think I believe that, even though the quote unquote health experts may suggest that. Same health experts say it's okay to eat McDonald's and, you know, stay away from the fresh, natural food. So I don't know. I mean,
well, I've made a personal observation and not based on science, but I've known the few homosexual men I've known well enough to know their family, know their mothers, including family members. Those men had mothers that were hell on wheels, just
right.
Absolute hell on wheels, which I believe caused a fear. seriously,
sure. No, I'm with you. Yeah,
caused a fear of women. And these men, when they were children, when they were boys,
right,
in absolute fear of all women,
right,
due to their mother, the main woman in their life, being, and I'm being polite here when I say hell on wheels, I could use much stronger language, but this is a family program. Now, as a non-scientific observation, based on limited numbers of men that I've observed, but that's my personal observation.
Sure. Sure, I think that can be true, you know, in many instances, and I think that a lot of these women that are supposed, you know, hell on wheels. I mean, I had a mother that was very overbearing. I don't think I could throw her necessarily into the category that you talked about, but she was overbearing. My father passed away when I was 11, and I guess, you know, according to the social scientists, you know, I could have gone that way too. I didn't. I think that it's just very interesting. I mean, I think a lot of these ladies that are the way you're describing are also extremely rebellious and are not willing to to follow along the teachings of God in the Bible. And because they don't tolerate that in any of these other religions, I'm sorry to say, but they just don't. And, you know, here in America, you know, we believe in freedom and we believe people have personal rights, you know, that, and that the government is to be constrained, you know, according to the Constitution. And, you know, so people can do what they want, but when they start to infect and affect others, then it becomes an issue, especially with our children, many of whom, you know, up until the time they're young teenagers are in their formative years. I mean, some suggest that by the time they're 6 or 7, I guess, they've already got all that, you know, figured out and straightened out. But it's perfectly okay now to let young men and young boys develop feminine traits, a lot of which seems to be rooted in lack of responsibility, believe it or not. I mean, based on what I've been seeing. So it's just a very interesting thing. And, you know, it's definitely interesting, no question.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing the excellent, high-quality, ready-pure countertop gravity feed water filter that, instead of the fragile plastic spigot that you find on Berkey's, they have a solid metal spigot. And there's a wonderful, listen carefully, $100 discount on each piece of equipment you get from Water Revolution. I know that you're going to be upgrading, Kirk, your website. Has that taken place yet?
No, we're still working on it. We've got some issues with some of the tie-ins to our referral program, but we're working on it. You know, I was curious. I wanted to ask you about this bill that they've put forth, I guess, in Congress that's designed, it seems, to allow the president to act, you know, and even increased emergency powers and, you know, direct the military without any oversight by Congress. I know you spoke with Hagman about that on Monday. I didn't get a chance to listen to that whole program, and I guess you're at the end of it. So what's the story there? Has that actually been put out? Is that on its way to the Senate, or?
I don't know if it's passed the House yet. I'm not really following. What was the number on that, HB 1?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you. It's like 4321 or something along those lines. But it sounds like that you know, many people that have read it are worried that it's just one more step, you know, towards a dictatorship, and right. that by right. allowing the president to do that without the, you know, oversight of the Congress is...
Well,
is
technically, the we call the president the commander-in-chief. Really, the president doesn't enjoy that status unless we are at war, although he's routinely called the commander-in-chief. That's all handled day-to-day by the Joint Chiefs of Staff and oversight by the House Armed Services Committee as far as what they do and what they don't do. We don't need to take away the current oversight. It's already been
abused.
Wrongly influenced
right,
for too many decades by the House Armed Services Committee.
I agree.
Almost all of the harmful things done to the military academies, to the U.S. military, all branches, is a consequence of what's come out of the House Armed Services Committee, which, of course, has been controlled by Democrats now for quite a while. The House Armed Services Committee was controlled by Republicans for 4 years of President Trump, but 4 years is not enough to undo all the harm done by previous decades of meddling in these matters. So hopefully, if it does pass the House, it will be defeated in the Senate. And hopefully also, I do hold out hope, that the midterm elections, which we've only got, less than 2 weeks of July, all of August and all of September, and then October before the November election. So just over 3 months before the November elections. Hopefully the House will be taken over by conservative, genuine Republicans, not rhinos, in the November elections. And we'll get some things back on track. I want to do a segue here to the shooting that took place in Indiana the other day. That was Greenwood, Indiana, a shopping mall. This young man, the shooter, went into a bathroom. He was there for about an hour. We don't know what he was doing in there. Came out with a semi-automatic rifle of some sort and started shooting people. A young man, Elisha Dickin, was there, 22 years old, I believe. He engaged and took down the shooter in 15 seconds. He had only a pistol, no body armor, no shield. The big, tough, professional police officers in Uvalde, Texas, had body armor, had AR-15 carbines, had professional training as police officers. They weren't able to do for 77 minutes what it took this 22-year-old young man 15 seconds to do. There's a pretty big disparity there, isn't there?
Well, I think the police are trained to follow the command structure. And you know, the young man, you know, was following his moral structure.
Well, there's an underlying principle of not obeying an unlawful order. And in basic training, we were taught that, and it was drilled into our brains. You do not obey an unlawful order.
I wonder if they still teach that. They taught that to me too, but I wonder if they still teach it.
Okay. Well, I don't know what they teach in the police academies or in basic training. My presumption is that it's still taught in basic training, and it should be part of all police training also. So the question, it begs the question, the order to not engage the shooter, would that be considered an unlawful order?
I don't think it is.
I would consider it an unlawful order myself. When human life is at risk, you go ahead and do what you need to do. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find at my website the details on my giving private consultations. I just did one day before yesterday. It went well. We both got a lot out of it. And I really look forward to helping people get the information, get the clarity, achieve the laser focus they need to make major decisions. Along with that, there's Homes for Sale in my neighborhood. There's one we'll be talking about the next hour for about 3 or 4 minutes. The Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, a great place to live, a great place to vacation, and in hard times, a safe haven for your extended family. There's enough room for at least a dozen people to live comfortably and have some privacy with all the bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, energy claims, we'll be talking about that the third hour also. I've shipped out a bunch yesterday. I got the last batch going out today. I caught up on all the back orders finally. And if you're tired of being tired, if the arthritis pain has you down, well, you need an energy cleaner. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, a complete line of water filters to serve your every need, from your daily needs for whole house filters to your emergency needs with your countertop gravity feed Ready Pure. Right, Kirk?
That's right. The main difference between the products that we offer and those offered by other companies is that most of our products contain the ability to create energized water, which is much more akin to what you would experience, you know, in nature, or from a fast-moving stream or a fresh spring. So the water has a kinetic energy that's much different than what would normally come out of your tap. So it takes the, you know, the clean, healthy water to another level. And that's why we've got so many doctors that recommend our products and use our products. So check us out. Give us a call. You know, I went back and looked on the internet real quick. And what it was the thing we were talking about before was Adam Schiff, who everybody's familiar with, I'm sure, has proposed an amendment to H.R. 4350, which is the National Defense Authorization Act. And it would let Joe Biden basically become a dictator and you know, act with the military against the U.S. domestically in the name of law and order. And I guess that's the fear, you know, of this proposal. And evidently it's been added to this newest spending bill that's supposed to be worked on, you know, this week that we find ourselves in right now. So I don't know what the current status of that is, but it's absolutely terrible, you know, for our freedom here in the country. Because it specifically allows them to use the military, you know, for domestic operations without the oversight of Congress.
Right. Well, that's in direct conflict with Posse Comitatus.
Yes.
Which forbids the use of U.S. military against civilians. So hopefully that will die a quick death, be removed from the Defense Authorization Act, and we can go on without that. That would be very, very harmful. So anyway, the cultural revolution, the demise of civility. I'm old enough to have observed this now for decades, going from the polite society and that we once enjoyed to a society that's becoming more bizarre and more barbaric with each passing day, isn't it, Kirk?
Absolutely, there's no question about that. You know, you take away the yes sir and yes ma'am, and things go downhill from there.
Well, absolutely. And it's, you know, I went to a small public high school, Herculaneum, Missouri. Our graduating class was 100 young men and women, 50 young men, 50 young women. And in the public high school, all the female teachers had to wear a dress to work. Unless it was a snow day, then they could wear a jeans or something, and they had to change to a dress once they got there. All the male instructors, including the shop teacher and the football coach, had to wear a dress shirt and a tie, or they would not be allowed to have employment in the school district. The girls, students, were all required to wear a dress. Once again, if it was a snow day, they could wear jeans until they got to school, then change to a dress once they got there. And there was no requirement that boys wear a shirt with a collar, but with rare exceptions, I rarely saw any of the male students wearing a T-shirt as an outer garment. It was very, very rare. That's the way it was in a public high school, and it was in the country. I had classmates who earned spending money by trapping fur-bearing animals before and after school. They'd run a trap line before they went to school. Other classmates who were part of a dairy operation, they had to milk the cows before they went to school, and so forth. So it was definitely a country environment. And point being, those standards now exist only almost never in public schools. Now, if you spend $5,000 or $10,000 or more a year to send your child to a private school, you still see standards like that. Occasionally, to be a public school like that, I know that some of these charter schools are like that, but very rarely do public schools maintain the standards of civility that we once enjoyed nationwide in all schools, and that's a mistake. It really is, in my opinion. What do you think, Kirk?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as I mentioned, I grew up in North Central Long Island, and, you know, I graduated in 1978. And, you know, really nothing of what you described would accurately describe my high school. But I guess things had already started to go downhill, you know, by then. But I can remember back in elementary school where a lot of that was still the case. I mean, typically you would see, you know, a lady teacher, you know, in a dress, and most of the men teachers were wearing ties. But I think probably like in the late 60s, early 70s, things really started to shift, you know, away from that. And, you know, you had the onset of women's lib and all the rest that was going on. And certainly, I mean, I don't want anybody to think that, you know, any of us here, you know, feel that women should not have equal rights to men, because I believe they should. But I think that men are different than women, and I think they behave differently, and I think they should behave differently. But, you know, and of course, there's going to be exceptions to that. But when things start to twist to the point that they are now, it becomes very, very dangerous, because it mixes everything up to the point where people can be much more easily controlled. And I think that's, you know, where we're at. I think that's the impetus behind what we see now.
Well, it is. It is, absolutely. And we move forward. You know, the homeschool children that I've seen and the families I'm familiar with, these children tend to be more polite and have exercised more self-discipline than public school children. They tend to have a better diet in general than public school children. They almost always go to church, not all the time, but most of the time they go to church and have a good foundation in spiritual beliefs. So there's a remnant, and I sometimes refer to us and our listeners, Kirk, as the pure blood remnants, because very few of our listeners have gotten the COVID-19 clot shot. There's probably some that are faced with either losing their employment or taking the clot shot, and they felt like they were trapped, and they went ahead and got it. But the majority of listeners did not get the COVID-19 clot shot, have not gotten boosters, and they will be the survivors in the future, won't they, Kirk?
Yeah, I believe so. I think we're only just now beginning to see the effects of what that will turn into. And, of course, it's being accelerated. I mean, I think most of us believe that there'll be some kind of other outbreak that takes place here as we move closer to the fall, you know, intended again to, you know, put us back to the controls and the restraints and according to the, you know, those in power currently, allow them to exercise this mail-in, you know, voting ballot system that they used last time. I mean, I think if it not for that, I think they'll probably lose, you know, the majority foothold, you know, that they have everywhere.
Of course they will. That's a given. They're attempting to ramp up monkeypox and another variant of COVID. You know, these viruses, as they mutate, they become weaker and less dangerous. I've noticed in the propaganda they're putting out, they emphasize the new variant, quote unquote variant, is more contagious. Well, what they don't talk about is it being less lethal. The scientists can still find the remnants of the 1918 Spanish flu still circulating in the population.
Sure.
Which if you get it, you basically have a common cold for 24 or hours or so, and not a big deal, the remnants of the 1918 Spanish flu. So they pick and choose what they promote, don't they?
Well, they do, and I think that the more you delve into it and the more you look at it, you know, there's some interesting revelations. I mean, I'm sure you've heard, you know, Mike Adams talk, you know, about what he now believes, you know, the origin of viruses to be, and you know, what's true and what's not true. And it's an ongoing process. I mean, I read a very, very extensive series of books that was written probably 20 years ago now about a natural foods healer. And he also had an opinion, you know, on viruses and what they really were and what their origin was, and, you know, how, and it's much different than what the accepted science, you know, would have us believe today. I'm not a biologist. I can't really say, you know, which is true and which isn't. I just know that, you know, the pharmaceutical company is intent on having everyone participate in this, you know, quote unquote inoculation thing that they're doing, which of course really is not an inoculation. We've seen and read that there's ingredients, you know, in these shots, and many of them that actually can affect the, you know, the DNA structure of the body. And this is a very dangerous road, you know, to go down if you have, you know, a classical underpinning, you know, with that philosophy, which many people today do not. And so, you know, they allow science to just continue on and on and on and do all these things in the name of science, which really many of it is bad, I think. I mean, I think the end result is going to be bad. And so I think that, you know, taking responsibility for making sure that you get access all the time to good food and good water is very, very, very important.
It is. We had a caller on hold here. Kirk, we've got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kirk. Hi. I've heard what you said about the pure blood remnant issue. And I just kind of want to voice a word of caution on that, because I myself would technically fit that group. I had the COVID virus back in December. I think I had the Omicron strain slightly. I just felt kind of cruddy for 4 days and tested positive on December 11th and negative on December 17th, and have been able to work my job with a, you know, waiver. They granted me a medical waiver. So that's a good thing. But having had the COVID, some form of the COVID virus, you know, I know that therefore I necessarily at some point had some spike proteins in my bloodstream. Hopefully, you know, no messenger RNA, because that comes with the vaccine itself. And so, like, if someone, in my case, then the body would form the antibodies and eventually get rid of the spike protein and have a, you know, very low titer of any of that there. However, the issue becomes, are the non-vaccinated able to be infected by, you know, exosomes of, from the vaccinated people? And, you know, if so, what's transmitted? Is the messenger RNA transmitted, or is it just the spike proteins, that sort of thing? And, yeah, I know you're familiar with, the Jeff Rentz and he and this woman, Erica Kahn, delve into these issues and mention articles and case studies and stuff like that. And there are a lot of people now complaining about how, you know, relatives who have been vaccinated, they're having effects in their own bodies from being around them, or a family member goes someplace, comes back, and then they feel, you know, they have various problems in it. So on the one hand, I understand what you mean by the notion of a pure blood remnant, but, and certainly those who are not vaccinated, you know, should not be on the list of the people who are going to be dying from carditis and Creutzfeldt-Jakob or whatever. But we're not utterly immune to any and all effect from this. You know, there have been, anyway, so that's just a word of caution. And we're not, just because you didn't get the vaccine doesn't mean you can't get tagged by this stuff. And if you pick up the messenger RNA from someone else, then that, of course, sets up the reproduction shot for the spike proteins right within your own bloodstream, in your own blood system, so in your immune system.
So Glenn, you know, Elon Musk took the same test you did at one clinic, and within 24 hours, he tested both positive and negative. What's the point of taking these tests?
Well, it depends on how likely they are to be incorrect.
How about 100% likely to be incorrect?
Well, not 100. They supposedly, actually, the in-home test, like the Binax Now and stuff like that. They're an, you know, that's PCR test, I think.
Who created that test said you shouldn't do what you did.
Well, I had the test. The test that I got from the pharmacy was considered more authoritative, so the employer accepted that. But the antigen test, not the PCR test, the antigen test where you swab your nose and have the little stick and the thing, supposedly they're more inclined to have a negative, a false negative rather than a false positive. So they're not utterly useless, but I don't think they certainly don't think it should be predicated, your treatment should be predicated. Like, by no means would I want to see a family member test positive and then be given remdesivir in the hospital or something like that. And I heard recently that some nurses are calling it "run, death is near," not remdesivir. Run, death is near. So certainly,
death is near.
Yeah,
run, are you in? Run, death is near. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I don't want anything to do with that stuff. So yeah, I may God have mercy on us all. Take care, guys. Have a good week.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. We got our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Well, the bill we were talking about earlier, it's the assault weapons ban of 2021, H.R. 1808. And unlike the assault weapons ban of 1994, this actually bans the possession of these firearms, which if they want to start a civil war, this would be a great way to do it, Kirk, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they're doing everything they can, you know, to prompt a response. And it looks like one, you know, will be coming at some point soon. I mean, I just read this morning that this strike, this independent trucker strike out in Oakland in California, had its third day yesterday, and they are absolutely shutting down, you know, the streamlined shipping of all goods coming out of that port. And this is, you know, a dispute involving Governor Newsom, you know, wanting to, I guess, strengthen like the gig law to the point where independent truckers will no longer be able to operate without exorbitant additional fees. I can't for the life of me understand why anyone would want to screw with and mess with the supply chain at this point, given what we've all been through over the last couple of years. I mean, you've got to be an absolute idiot, man or woman, to get behind something like this that's just going to harm everybody, you know, in the country. It's just it's terrible. I mean, it feels like we're already living in a dictatorship.
Well, after when the new law kicks in California for the independent truckers, but they won't need to strike in the not too distant future, because what they're doing right now is causing the consequences that will happen anyway.
Right.
Once they no longer can work, which is right. I don't know, is it just a few weeks away? I don't have the date. There's a drop dead date for this to kick in, isn't there?
Yeah, it's soon. It's coming quickly. We have a caller, it looks like.
But we do. We have this last caller this hour. Real quick, Cody in Illinois. Almost out of time, Cody.
Yeah, you there?
Go ahead, Cody.
Okay. Yeah, it was buzzing for a minute. Hey, so trying to figure out some nonviolent solutions so we don't have an all-out civil war. I honestly don't even know if Americans are strong enough to even put up a fight anymore at this point. But, my thought is...
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the bullets fly, we'll see. But nonviolent solution, close Congress with a constitutional amendment. Can we get three-quarters of the states to do it? Or, as Michael Gaddy says, he says all the governor's offices have deep staters in them. So I don't know. I mean, that's my thought. Some will say that the U.S. Constitution was a coup against Articles of Confederation. I say we just do a coup. We draft a new amendment to close Congress and forget about the Constitutional Convention. We just go to the states and have them start ratifying it. What do y'all think?
Well, if you did that, it would be a great solution. The danger is the mechanism that would allow that to happen, which you have to believe will be infiltrated by those in control and will wind up with some hybrid document that, you know, that takes away all of our rights.
That's why I think going to the Constitutional Convention.
The Constitutional Convention is very dangerous. I do not support the concept. Cody, thank you. Kirk, thank you. I'll be back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Every time some psychopath goes out and shoots multiple people, half the country screams for more gun control. I have some questions. How is it that so many of the mass shooters have had multiple encounters with police and or the FBI, yet still get the guns to commit these horrible crimes? Maybe we need to enforce lying on the background check paperwork. That is a felony that is rarely prosecuted. Is there any oversight for the companies and groups that are required to report to the National Instant Background Check System? Maybe antipsychotic medication should be a disqualifying condition for gun ownership. In short, rather than making it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights, how about we focus on psychopath control? Support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, see this Posham Parabellum.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.